Hello, and welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, July 29th, 2024, and we've got an exciting lineup of health, fitness, and wellness news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
AGC Biologics Seattle site achieves successful multi-product inspection by U.S. Food Drug Administration for biologics license applications. AGC Biologics announces that its Seattle campus achieved a successful multi-product inspection by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for biologics license applications. The site supported a March 2024 inspection with the FDA, resulting in the approval for commercial production of a fusion protein-based drug for bladder cancer and a monoclonal antibody for macular degeneration. AGC Biologics Seattle plans to deliver multiple batches per year for partners and accommodate future demand. General Manager Michael Tranmer notes the significance of this achievement, highlighting the commitment to quality and regulatory compliance. The site has produced 6 commercial products, with 3 approvals in the last 2 years. AGC Biologics Seattle is actively assisting clinical stage companies and predicts more license application submissions in the next 18 to 24 months. The campus features multiple manufacturing lines and a new warehouse to enhance operational excellence. Kindley MD Inc., KDLY, advancing the $11.6 billion medical cannabis market in chronic pain treatment. Kindley MD Inc., listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol KDLY, is at the forefront of advancing the $11.6 billion medical cannabis market for chronic pain treatment. With a patient-first philosophy, Kindley MD integrates primary care, pain management, behavioral therapy, and alternative treatments, like medical cannabis recommendations. The company recently closed its IPO, raising $6.8 million, and secured contracts with major insurance payers in Utah, covering nearly 80% of the population. By offering non-opioid treatment options, Kindley MD is addressing the opioid crisis and providing comprehensive care plans for over 60,000 patient visits. Collaborating with Curaleaf Holdings, Inc., Kindley MD aims to enhance patient access to holistic pain management solutions, including medical cannabis. As the regulatory landscape evolves, Kindley MD's strategic partnerships and federal funding initiatives position it as a crucial player in the healthcare industry. BestGrowthStocks.com issues a comprehensive analysis of Tivic Health System's potential catalysts. Best Growth Stocks recently issued a comprehensive analysis on Tivic Health Systems, Inc., a health tech company focused on bioelectronic medicine. Tivic Health Systems recently expanded its intellectual property portfolio with 3 new patents in the U.S. and Europe. The analysis covers Tivic's operations, potential catalysts, pipeline, patents, share structure, growth strategy, financials, and more. Tivic's technology platform offers non-invasive targeted treatments for chronic health conditions. Their FDA-approved product, ClearUp, is a handheld bioelectronic sinus device available through online retailers and distributors. For more information, visit TivicHealth.com.
Cayenne Wellness Center hosts 16th Annual Sickle Cell Disease Educational Summit, Unpacking Sickle Cell, One Warrior at a Time. Cayenne Wellness Center is hosting its 16th Annual Sickle Cell Disease Educational Summit, focusing on sickle cell disease and trade awareness. The 4-day hybrid event, held virtually and in Torrance, CA, aims to educate over 1,000 virtual attendees and 200 in-person attendees. The summit features FDA-approved therapies, advocacy, nurse training, and a tribute to long-term sickle cell survivors. Attendees can also enjoy a benefit concert and the Nod to Naz art exhibit, honoring the late artist and sickle cell warrior Hertz Nazaire. Register now to join this impactful event and support individuals living with sickle cell disease.
Dr. Robert Corcoran Scholarship for Future Rural Doctors, Fostering Innovation in Rural Healthcare. Dr. Robert Corcoran proudly announces the launch of the Dr. Robert Corcoran Scholarship for Future Rural Doctors, offering a $1,000 award to undergraduate students pursuing a medical degree with a focus on rural medicine. Applicants must demonstrate interest in rural healthcare, maintain a GPA of 3.0, and submit an essay on innovative healthcare solutions. The deadline for applications is March 15, 2025, with the winner announced on April 15, 2025. Dr. Robert Corcoran, a respected emergency and internal medicine specialist, has dedicated his career to serving rural communities and mentoring future medical professionals. Learn more about the scholarship at the Dr. Robert Corcoran Scholarship site. This men's telehealth company has a unique take on telehealth and products. Jacob Cohen, CEO of Mango RX, recently discussed MangoCeuticals' focus on developing men's health and wellness products and services through a secure telemedicine platform, with a particular emphasis on erectile dysfunction, hair growth, and hormone replacement therapies. Mango RX is at the forefront of this growing sector, offering innovative solutions for men's wellness. For more information, visit Benzinga's All Access. This segment was brought to you by Benzinga, a trusted source of financial information for investors and traders.
Benchmark International successfully facilitated the transaction between Mideast Delivery Solutions and SPS Health. Benchmark International has successfully facilitated the transaction between Mideast Delivery Solutions and SPS Health. Mideast Delivery Solutions, a leader in pharmaceutical and healthcare supply delivery, was acquired by SPS Health, a provider of comprehensive solutions for healthcare providers. Paul Hester, president of Mideast Delivery Solutions, expressed gratitude for the smooth process. SPS Health will continue to prioritize exceptional customer service and innovation with the addition of Mideast Delivery. Matthew Kekulis, senior director at Benchmark International, commended Paul for building an incredible business. For more information, contact Benchmark International at the provided contact details.
This pharma company is preparing to launch its lead candidate. Leonard Mazur, CEO and founder of Citius Pharmaceuticals, recently discussed the company's focus on developing critical care products, including anti-infectives, stem cell therapy, and unique prescription products. Mazur revealed that the company is preparing to launch its first drug on the market, marking a significant milestone in their pipeline. Stay tuned for more updates on Citius Pharmaceuticals' upcoming launch.
CareWork announces senior leadership enhancements. CareWork, a leader in advanced analytics and workflow automation solutions for senior living and long-term care, has announced senior leadership enhancements. Bill Flanagan, co-founder and former chief technology officer, has been named chief executive officer, bringing over two decades of leadership experience. Ralph Labarta joins the board of directors as an advisor for strategy and innovation, bringing expertise in strategic planning. Jackie Remieri, former CEO, transitions to the role of product advisor, focusing on guiding product positioning. CareWork's mission is to boost operational efficiency and improve patient outcomes in the senior living and long-term care industry.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.